It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Let's get some top three stories here real quick. SpaceX's largest rocket ever, it's not just their largest rocket, it's the largest rocket ever, was launched to this morning, went for 4 minutes, and then blew up. But they're saying this is a big win, being able to just get that a rocket that powerful and that big off the ground is a huge win. So they apparently it's a $3 billion loss, though. So, wow. Then all charges have been dropped against Alec Baldwin. We've been talking about that off and on. And BuzzFeed has shut down their news division. This came about just a few hours after Ben Smith, the former editor, basically admitted that he knew that there was falsehoods in a report that that Russia was colluding with Trump back in the 2016 election. He knew there was falsehoods in it, and he told his people to go ahead and run the stories anyway, over and over and over. And so now there's a lot of talk about, well, maybe Trump can have a large defamation lawsuit against him and BuzzFeed News, and then a couple hours later, BuzzFeed News is shutting down. I wonder if that's connected in any way. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hogfest coming up this week, not this weekend, next weekend. Northeast Sertoma presents Hogfest 2023 at Pensacola Harley-Davidson. It's going to be Saturday, April 29th. Your $100 ticket is good for two people and an entry into the drawdown for a new Harley-Davidson. Door ticket prizes are our party. Door tickets are also available at the front. The event benefits every child, a reader, a Scambia, and Pathways for Change. Get more information on how to get your tickets on our website, newsradio923.com. Also, that weekend is Fiesta Pensacola presenting the 2023 Crawfish Festival. It's going to be Friday, April 28th through Sunday, April 30th at Seville Square and Fountain Park. Come check out one of the top 20 events in the Southeast. Find out the crawfish eating contest times and entertainment lineup at newsradio923.com. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. I saw this report from 50grand.com. The most underrated beaches in America. Now, they didn't have a kind of ranking or anything. They're just saying these are underrated beaches in the United States. And so two of them are in Florida. Boneyard Beach, which is in the Big Talbot Island State Park close to Jacksonville area, 40 minutes from Jacksonville. And then the other one is, Guana River Preserve. This is apparently in Puente Verde, where Ponce de Leon first arrived in Florida. And they said it looks like a completely forgotten beach. So it says it looks more like Madagascar than Miami when you go to that beach area. I thought that was kind of cool. Some of the other beaches on here I thought were kind of interesting. I'll share those locations for you right after traffic on the fives.
Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. We have typical afternoon traffic, so we do still have some slowdowns there. Our slowdowns on 98, though, have cleared up. So 98 in both the east and westbound directions, we are looking good. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Some of the other underrated beaches, so there's two of them from here in Florida, but some of the other underrated beaches in the United States, according to this report. Channel Islands National Park in California. And then there's one that's Crystal Bay, Nevada. And I'm like, Nevada? That's landlocked. Well, it is, but they have, of course, Lake Tahoe. And apparently there's this one area, and looking at this picture of Crystal Bay in Lake Tahoe, it's like turquoise water. Like, look at this, Gracie. Wow. That does not look like, that doesn't look like that would be like in Nevada. It's turquoise water. Looks like it's in the Caribbean or something.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I thought that was kind of cool. Another one is Folly Beach, South Carolina. Another one's Indiana Dunes State Park in Indiana, which I have been there, and it's right on Lake Michigan on that one. And it is, it's wild because it's white sandy beaches in Indiana. It's pretty crazy. It is nice. Galveston, Texas is another one. I'm surprised that's underrated because it actually has a lot of traffic over there. Another one is Orville Hansen Point Beach in Idaho. Like, what? Another one in Idaho. And then second beach in Washington, Ship Island, Mississippi. You have to go a little bit past Biloxi and Gulfport, and then you get to Ship Island, Mississippi. So those are some of the most underrated beaches, two of them right here in Florida. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. I did see this one. College majors that may actually limit your career potential. So Business Insider did a survey of recent job seekers on job-seeking platforms like ZipRecruiter and some other ones like that. And they basically asked the respondents, like, okay, you've been trying to find a job. Do you think your degree is actually not helping you get a job? Like, do you regret getting your degree in what you got it in? And 44% of respondents, so almost 50%, said yes, they regret choosing their major. So here's the top ones that seem to be a challenge in getting a job. Because you got to remember, sometimes people get a degree and then they can't really work in the field they got their degree in. So they're trying to find another job, but then their degree that they have is actually a hindrance in getting a job in another industry. So here they got. Number one is, not a surprise, acting or theater arts. Yeah. Because one, actors don't get paid a whole lot of money. Like, talking about like normal, like not talking about Hollywood hitting it next level, right? Most actors just don't get paid very much at all. And now you got these student loans you're trying to pay. And then if you want to go do another job, like, oh, okay, acting's not working out for me, let me go work in a business office, your degree's not going to help you get that job. Film comes in number two, same kind of thing. Anthropology comes in three. Four, civilization studies, which is along those lines. Coming in fifth, major that really does not help you get jobs, philosophy. Then psychology. That one surprises me. But what we found with psychology is there's not a lot of pay and not a lot of job opportunities for entry level. But if you've been in the industry for a while, then it's very profitable and very good career to have. And then let's see here. Communications comes in seventh. That one kind of surprised me because there's a lot of PR people and things like that. But then again, I know that there's a lot of people in radio and television who have communications degrees, and they're like, I thought I was going to get paid more money. No. It's kind of like film. It's kind of like the actor and actress thing. Unless you're on this certain level, everybody else just kind of gets by. History comes in ninth, interior design 10th, marketing 11th, and photography 12th. Those are the top 12 majors that, according to Business Insider, are the majors that can limit your career potential. So that's kind of interesting. It's Pensacola right now. So if you've got your kids, grandkids, trying to counsel them, maybe steer clear of those degrees for them. Help them out a little bit. Coming up here next, Top Trending News with Joe Ford in the newsroom on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Hey, the Gumbo Yaya Cook-Off is coming up this weekend at Seville Quarter. Amateur and professional teams are going to compete for bragging rights for the best gumbo in Pensacola. Judging and public tasting begins at 4 o'clock p.m. Tickets are, you know, it's say 4 o'clock p.m. because we might get a 4 o'clock a.m. alert that Gumbo Yaya starting. Wake up! Like, who's running this alert system? All right. Tickets are $15 in advance, $20 at the door. Benefits Big Brothers Big Sisters of Northwest Florida.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Well, Bobby, President Biden may be gearing up to announce his bid for re-election soon. My bad. Aides for the president
I
have
knew
told-
you were AI.
Yeah, it actually sounded not too bad.
Very robotic.
That's right. Where was I? Aides for President Biden have told allies the announcement could come as early as next week, with Tuesday a likely date due to it being the four-year anniversary. Okay, I don't know what the problem is, because...
No, I hear you. I'm fine.
Okay.
You're good.
It's coming to my headphones. But anyway, I meant to bring this up yesterday because I don't know if voicism is a thing, but I heard RFK, his presidential bid announcement. It was yesterday,
with his
right?
rough voice, yeah.
I said, I mean, just the voice. I'm like, no, not presidential. So,
yeah.
But anyway, I just thought I'd bring that up for absolutely no reason whatsoever.
So you can't have, you can't have a presidential candidate might have throat cancer, overcame it. Became a champion over cancer, and you're like, no, your voice is messed up.
Well,
now
I feel like crap. I didn't know that. Did you just make that up, or is that true?
I made that up. I don't
okay.
know. What it is.
All right, very good. Gracie.
He does have a disorder that affects the muscles in his throat, though.
I feel bad.
Yeah. I won't say anything then. I was gonna say.
I should have left. I should have waited.
Voices do make like your first impression, because I heard it through my headphones. I was like, who is this guy? I'm not. Like, yeah. I wouldn't vote for him anyway, probably. Yeah. But I was like, ugh.
Well, you know, we have not had a president like under 5'9" or 5'10" since the television era. Yeah. Like, well, so like height matters too.
Right. Well, I mean, I remember watching the movie The Adjustment Bureau. And then, you know, he talked about like just like all these things, like all the, you know, I have to wear this color tie because I have a focus group. I have to have like 60% of scuff on my shoe.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I mean, it's
otherwise
it's
I look too elitist.
That's
and
right.
Stuff like that,
it's
true.
A real thing. The House is advancing a bill that would ban transgender athletes from women's and girls' sports. The bill passed the Republican-led House this afternoon. Won't go anywhere in the Senate. And the Oakland A's are going to be heading to Las Vegas as the team purchased land near the Las Vegas Strip. Plan on building a major league ballpark with the hopes of opening in 2027.
Yeah, there's a. I saw that as well. You know, there's been this big push for Vegas was trying to get a baseball team. Salt Lake City now is apparently organized. They're trying to get a baseball team. There's but they're trying to get expanded teams. Well, Vegas we're just going to recruit one to come over here, which probably means that Oakland's probably going to be trying to fight to get another. I don't know, though, because San Francisco's right down the road.
That ballpark the stadium is just a colossal dump, and
right.
You know,
it's super old, and so that's they would have to tear it down to rebuild another one, and I guess the city didn't want to do it. Yeah, they didn't want to do it. So, all right, let's get traffic update real quick.
Our roads are looking pretty good right now. I-10 and I-110 not showing the delays, and our slowdowns on Highway 98 have cleared up. That's going to be in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, Navarre, and Windhaven Beach. We still have some slow traffic on Highway 90, leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace, so expect some delays there. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So coming up here next, got your Cliff Notes version of your Florida legislative update next. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Got about 2 minutes and we'll get your Fox News update. Then we'll get your sports hit, give you an update what's going on in NBA playoffs and NHL playoffs. Florida legislative update. Some of the things that happened today in the legislature. The strangulation bill that is a non-domestic strangulation was considered a misdemeanor. They just passed a bill that will make it a felony now. Then a bill that was going to shift charter schools building maintenance. Right now, charter schools building maintenance, they got to pay for it out of their own pocket. This bill would make it so that some of the dollars that goes to some of the tax dollars that goes to the school district to help them with building maintenance will now be diverted over to charter schools. Another bill is the defamation bill, which would make it easier for lawmakers to be able to sue media outlets over defamation. That bill, dead in both the House and the Senate. Governor DeSantis went ahead and signed the bill that would now make you can now get the death penalty for just a supermajority vote of jurors instead of unanimous vote. He went ahead and signed that bill. And he's gotten the bill that he's going to sign the bill that prevents tax dollars being invested with banks that focus on environmental issues first. Top three stories here for you. SpaceX's Starship was uncrewed, thankfully. The rocket's the largest rocket in history was launched, went for 4 minutes, and then unfortunately the booster would not separate, and it caused it to explode mid-flight. Still historic, still a lot of things they were able to learn from it, and will help us or help them get started, you know, get, you know, improve in the future. This is the rocket, by the way, that is like they were hoping to build their Mars missions on. So that's pretty historic overall. All charges have been dropped against Alec Baldwin for that shooting on the Rust set. And BuzzFeed has shut down its news division. Those are your top three stories. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi.
Here's your sports hit.
Right now on TNT, the Brooklyn Nets are beating the Philadelphia 76ers 6-4. So it just barely started, but still the 76ers lead that series 2-0. On TNT, when that game's over, it'll be the Kings against the Golden State Warriors, and the Kings lead that series 2-0. At 9:30 on NBA TV, you can check out the Phoenix Suns against the Clippers. That series is split. And by the way, Kawhi Leonard has been ruled out with a right knee sprain. A lot of big players in this playoffs who have been out for at least a game or two. I mean, you got Kawhi Leonard out tonight. You have Draymond Green, who's out because of a suspension in the Golden State game. You've got Giannis Antetokounmpo out because of his back. You have Ja Morant out because of his hand. It's like a lot of star players are not playing in this playoffs. NHL hockey playoffs are underway right now. Tampa Bay is getting beat 2-0 by Toronto. There's 6 minutes left in the first period. That game's on ESPN. And Tampa Bay leads that series 1-0, but already down 0-2. Then TBS has the Rangers against the New Jersey Red Devils. The puck just dropped in that one, so it's still scoreless. Then ESPN at 8:30 is going to have the Seattle Kraken against the Colorado Avalanche. Kraken lead that series 1-0. And then at TBS at 9 o'clock is Winnipeg against Las Vegas. And that'll be on TBS. Winnipeg leads that one 1-0. Major League Baseball. Right now, the Pirates are leading the Cincinnati Reds 4-0, bottom of the fifth inning. Top of the fifth inning, Colorado Rockies are beating the Phillies 2-0. And the start of the game just happened between the Dodgers and the Cubs. Then Boston beat Minnesota earlier today. Yankees beat the Angels. Coming up at 8:40 on ESPN+, the Padres will be playing the Diamondbacks on ESPN+. So be sure to check that out. When it comes to sports news, real quick, I mentioned already Kawhi Leonard is going to be out in tonight's game. Oakland A's have agreed to purchase land for $1.5 billion in Las Vegas to build a new ballpark there. It's pretty much confirming what has been the buzz for a while, that they were trying to move to Las Vegas. And then former Lions head coach Matt Patricia is headed to the Eagles to be their senior defense assistant. And the U.S. House has passed a bill banning transgender athletes from competing in female sports. It's not expected to be taken up by the Senate or even passed in the Senate, though, so that is probably dead or wrong, but at least the House tried to pass something. All right, Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Roadways are looking good right now on I-10 and I-110, as well as Highway 90. We still have some slight slowdowns getting out of Pensacola heading towards Pace, but they're starting to improve for the afternoon. And 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre also looking good. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio, 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. I just mentioned that the U.S. House just passed a bill that would ban transgender athletes from competing in female sports. And it's not really probably going to go anywhere in the Senate. Well, here's another thing. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and some of her colleagues have introduced the new Green New Deal, which will also probably not go anywhere. It's expected to cost up to $93 trillion over 10 years. She stated, "For so long, our movement towards a sustainable future has been divided with really just this false notion that we have to choose between our planet and our economy." She says, "We refuse to allow an economy that goes from oil barons to solar barons. That's what we are not going to do, because what we are going to do is going to transition to 100% carbon-free economy that is more unionized, more just, more dignified, and guarantees more healthcare and housing than ever before. That's the goal of the Green New Deal." So what it would do is it invest trillions of dollars in the green economy and replace what is currently be done, you know, fossil fuel, basically replace the fossil fuel economy is essentially what she's saying. And this was unveiled years ago. It didn't get anywhere. It does have some support, but it's still not going to get anywhere. And especially because you can't, it is going to cost a lot of money. That's the thing. It's going to cost a lot of money for the infrastructure and stuff like that. And we already just don't even have the money to do any of that. So, all right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 93. By the way, Department of Defense came out last week and warned the Biden administration that their green energy plans are threatening national security. What? Yeah, this came out on Monday. They warned that Joe Biden's green energy proposals, like wind farms in the oceans, pose national security risks. They basically said that their offshore wind farms could significantly impede U.S. naval operations when it comes to Navy and Air Force training out in the oceans. And so they're apparently still working with the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management in order to try to identify best locations for these offshore wind farms. But they're making it clear that this could impede their operations. They're willing to work with them. They're willing to work with them, but up to a point. when it comes down to it. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
Oh, boy. Today's sign of the apocalypse. We heard about a Harry Potter series coming out on television on HBO Max that will be a complete reboot of Harry Potter, but it's going to be done in a TV series on HBO. All right. We hear there was some other TV series we heard about, too. Well, here's a new one. Twilight TV series. A Twilight TV series. And no, it's not today's sign of the apocalypse because don't mess with a classic. It's a sign of the apocalypse because we don't need any more Twilight. It's an abomination. This is what I call Twilight. Girl porn. Don't give me that look, Gracie. It's girl porn. It's this romanticized idea of what a guy is. Guys are not sparkly humans who will stay up all night and stare at you in your sleep. Got you, didn't I?
I'm not saying that. Like, I'm not agreeing with that. There's other things on TV that are girl porn over Twilight. But I think we already have enough vampire TV shows.
Okay.
And yeah, we already have all these movies. There's no need to mess with Twilight. Twilight was fine.
Oh, no, it's not Twilight fine.
Twilight was great as is.
It's not. Oh, my gosh. No, you're saying all the wrong words. Great as it is, it was fine as it is. Oh, no. By the way, we don't know if it's going to be a spinoff or a reboot. We don't know that yet. But the author of the book, Stephanie Meyer, is involved with this production. So either way, if it's a reboot or a spinoff, we don't have the words for that. No, I didn't like it. It really bothered me when it was out. And I remember like Taylor Lautner, when he came on the second one, he had his abs and he's got all this other stuff. He's like 16 at the time. And there's grown freaking women, 30 years old, who are like, oh, what I would do to be with Taylor Lautner. I'm like, okay, that's called pedophilia. And I'm like, why is that okay? Like, if there's some 16-year-old girl on TV and I was like, woohoo, she's looking pretty good. People are like, creep! Cancel, 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 cancel. Yet women are like, oh, Taylor looks so hot. And I'm like, he's 16. Like, that's not okay. So it's stuff like that just like was constantly like bothered me about Twilight. It was like the hypocrisy of we're watching kids. These are kids.
Okay, that does make sense.
Yeah.
I was 14, so I was allowed to think
he was hot. That's true. For you, it was okay, yeah.
I did have a new moon poster on my wall.
That does not surprise me. Yeah. That does not surprise me. But once again, you were in the demographic it was meant for.
I was allowed.
You were allowed.
I wasn't a creep.
Yeah, exactly. You were in the demographic it was meant to be for. So, all right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Coming up here next is 420. We'll talk about that a little bit. There you go. I like it. On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road. 420, baby. Happy 420 to you. There's so when I had my show in Austin, I get a phone call one time, and it was Willie. And he, because he's got a place outside of Austin, Texas. And my co-host at the time, he's passed away now, but he and Willie used to tour together and stuff like that. And so he called in, just say hi. And I was like, how you doing, Willie? He's like, doing good. Ain't never done anything wrong. And I was like, well, I saw just last week that you got pulled over and arrested because you had a van full of marijuana. He said, yep, like I said, never done anything wrong. So, old Willie, he invited me to come over to his ranch later after the show. I was like, man, that's freaking awesome. Willie Nelson's invited me to come to his ranch. And then my co-host, who's friends with him, he goes, hey, so you can't come. And I was like, what do you mean? Like, Willie invited me to his ranch. And he is like, you're a good boy, and I'm going to protect you from what's going to go on at the ranch. And I was like, what do you mean? And, you know, this is pre, like, marijuana being medically legal, much less, you know, anything else. And he was like, yeah, no, I don't want you in that environment. And he wouldn't let me go. So I was like, all right, sounds good. But yeah, he's old Willie. He's a good guy. He's so nice. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's get traffic on the fives.
Roads are looking good right now with I-10 and I-110. Not showing any delays. We still have some typical afternoon traffic on Highway 90, but nothing too bad to slow you down. If you do see something on the roads, give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3.
All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Let's go ahead and get a quick news update from Joe Ford over in the newsroom.
Yeah, Bobby, the U.S. is preparing for a potential evacuation at an American embassy in East Africa. Sudan's capital has been the center of a rising conflict between Sudan's military and a rival paramilitary group. And about 70 staffers at the embassy there have been sheltering in place. Another suspect under arrest now in connection to the mass shooting at a birthday party in Alabama. 20-year-old Johnny Brown is the fourth suspect arrested and facing four counts of reckless murder. And Twitter's famous blue check marks for verified users are disappearing for those who aren't paid subscribers. They include celebrities such as Oprah, Justin Bieber, Katy Perry, and Kim Kardashian, who lost their check marks this afternoon.
Yeah, yeah, there a lot of them are complaining about it. They're outraged. I earned this check mark with my sex tape that I sold online, whatever that might have been. A bit of controversy. But others, you know what's going to happen? Like, give it a little time. Next thing you know, their blue check mark's going to come back magically. You know, they're just going to, right now they got to, they're not going to die on that hill.
The faux outrage.
Right, it's just right now it's a little fallout rage, but they'll get over it. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi, happy 420 to you. So another marijuana-related story. So I'm very pro-pot, have been forever. I've never smoked pot. I've never even smoked a cigarette. I don't even drink alcohol, never had alcohol. But I'm pro-marijuana because I'm just like, let people do what they want to do as long as they don't drive or work high. If they do that, then I think that we should have even more strict penalties than what we currently have. But so I shared how Willie Nelson invited me to his ranch one time. Another situation when I was in Austin, I became very close to Ray Benson, who's the lead singer and guitarist for Asleep at the Wheel. He used to come in the show all the time. He lived right down the road from the station. He used to be like, hey, can I come in and just sit in with you? Yeah, sure. Come on in. And so he'd come in. We'd talk news and all kinds of other stuff. And sometimes he'd play an acoustic set. And around Christmas time, he and a bunch of friends would come in, and we'd sing Christmas songs on the air and stuff like that. But one time, right around Christmas, he comes in and just wanted to know if he could. Sure, no problem. And he goes, I also got a Christmas present for you. All right, sure. So at the end of the show, he leaves me an envelope. Here's your Christmas present. just says my name on it. So, okay, sounds good. And like I said, my co-host is always like protecting me from all these outlaw musicians all the time. And so he's like, hey, so after he left, he goes, hey, so hand me that envelope that Ray gave you. And I was like, okay. And so I handed it to him. He goes, it's just a bag full of weed. I was like, oh, it's just an envelope full of weed. I was like, what? He goes, yeah, Ray thinks that's funny that you might get walk out of here and get busted with it. And he thinks that would be funny. That's like his way. That's his humor. I'm like, okay. Yeah. It's like those guys, man. I had a lot of little incidents like that with them. Now I think Texas might even have medical marijuana legal. I don't know if it's recreational yet over there yet, but oh boy, it was something else. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 93. By the way, legal weed sells more than chocolate now. That seems crazy to me. But at the same time, weed's obviously more expensive than chocolate. So I could see that. But yeah, $30 billion in legal weed products last year.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 93.